This episode is brought to you by the Pelora Group.
Welcome back to Winning Through Culture.
I'm Tim Flanagan.
And I'm Amanda Kramer.
When culture's not a priority, people aren't a priority. Having an intentional focus helps you as a leader remain impactful and relevant as you move your business forward.
Welcome to Winning Through Culture.
Well, Tim and I are excited to be back with all of you for another year of Winning Through Culture. As we have started 2024, we've taken some time to really think about what are those few pieces of reset that we take each time we enter into a new year. We want to share those with you today and also just have some conversation about what does innovation look like, whether that be in our podcast. So we're going to talk a little bit about what that might look like this year and also what that looks like no matter the industry that you are in. We have created an innovation series, and we're excited to lean into what that's going to be for our listeners this year. So, Tim, I'm happy to be with you again today. Happy 2024.
Happy 2024. Good to be with you and all our listeners. And yes, excited about the new year ahead. So, one of the upcoming series we have as we get into this year is on innovation. And I know you mentioned talking about that, but where would you like to start today?
I think we'll start with what there are those couple of things that leaders might consider, because everyone's a little bit different, but might consider as they have had the quietness of the holidays, they have started their year, you know, we're a few weeks into January at this point. What are those 1, 2, 3 reflection times that you take or actions that you instill each year as you think about how we're going to carry the organization? No matter the industry, right? Just as a leader, what are some of those things that you consistently that you feel have improved year over year?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'll speak for myself and my own experiences and kind of the routine or rhythm of finishing one year and starting a new year. I know I personally like to try and take some time off around the holidays and not to travel and be hustle bustle, but to actually get some quiet time and some reflection time. And part of that reflection time is looking backwards at the year, you know, if it's the end of 2023 in this case, you know, what were some of the highlights, some of the wins, some of the lessons learned, some of the challenges, you know, where did I grow as a leader? Where did our organization grow? So that's first order business is that backwards looking reflection. I am and have been for a long time, one for written goals. So always a good time to take stock again of how I did on those goals and what adjustments might need to be made, both again, from a personal perspective and our business running on EOS, we do a lot of work on goal setting and scorecards and all that, which we did in December. So we come into the new year, both personally with goals, and I'm not specifically alluding to resolutions. I'm not a fan of resolutions.
We have a whole podcast about that.
Yeah, we could. We could. We won't, but we could. But I definitely like to have some goals and aspirations. And again, try and keep it somewhat simple, both relationally, physically, spiritually, business-wise, and intellectually, what am I going to learn? Because again, that's when we get into innovation, we'll talk a little bit about the impact of learning on growth. And then I also like to take time at the end of the year to try and find what I would consider kind of thought leadership. I'm going to find stuff all over the place these days, honestly, on the internet, but whether it's on LinkedIn or different business reviews or different business publications, you know, they kind of do a recap of some of the trends from the previous year and then look at some of the trends in the upcoming year. And most of what I like to study there, again, is things that ultimately are going to have an impact on the workforce and our business and the culture of our business. Some of the stuff I read this year was about, you know, which has been an ongoing dialogue around generational differences in the workplace. Read a lot about return to work type of learnings from 2023 and what companies are doing in 2024. And then just some general themes in how businesses are rewarding economically and otherwise and recognizing their employees. So there was some great stuff floating around out there. Business Journal had some great articles. So I'll do a lot of reading on that, pass some of that on to you and some of the other members of our team and or file it away. But that's my rhythm in addition to getting rest and connecting with family and friends.
Yeah. And I know you've gone through that process because, you know, we're a couple of weeks into January at this point. So you took that quiet time, you had that reflection opportunity, you've outlined your goals, your aspirations, and those key areas of your life that you want to make sure you have intentionality behind for this year. And all of that culminating in making sure that we have almost like, and I know a lot of people are into this, it's all over social media right now, but it's the versus a resolutions list. It's an ins versus outs list, which I think is a really cool take on what's in for you or for the business for this coming year and what is out for you or for the business for this coming year. And it just helps, I think, give a little more context or a little bit more of a roadmap. And again, we won't do a whole episode on resolutions. We certainly could at some point. But, you know, a resolution in and of itself is something you achieve or you break a resolution. Whereas if you have an in and out list or an intentions list, as I like to call it, it's kind of like it's a dream, it's a desire, it's an aspiration. It's something that you can put milestones around. And it can be very concrete too. So to resolve to something doesn't necessarily have to be called a resolution. I think getting away from that nomenclature is good. However, when you talk about your ins and outs list, you mentioned the trends that you're reviewing and really almost forecasting both past and present into the new year. Was there anything, I know we talked a little bit about innovation, but was there anything in that studying that you had that you were like, this is something that needs a focus as a business owner for 2024, something that's in?
Well, I mean, that's a good question. I don't know. I mean, one of the things, as you know, that really started to examine in the fourth quarter of last year was, as a business, what are some of the elements of our culture that are working? And what are some of the elements of our culture that we need to pay attention to? And we were able to identify a few things. And they will likely become future episode material. But
of course they will.
Yeah, I would say that was Q4, kind of examining culture of the business. You know, on a broader basis to your question about what might be in or out, I mean, I think the danger in some respects, if you're being intentional about your culture and you really are attending to it, the danger is you start to look outside at different trends that may just be that, a trend and or a personal perspective someone may have, and pursue something that's kind of outside the core scope of the culture you're trying to create. So I look at those things trend-wise more as things to pay attention to and not just take it face value, but to start to say, you know, do I see this in our business? Do I see this in other businesses of business owners I know, because that kind of tells me, all right, this isn't a fad necessarily, or this isn't some single person's opinion they got an article written about, but it's truly a trend. So I would tell you that it's too early to know. But the one thing that has become very clear since we started this podcast to me, and I see that only growing in significance this year, is when a business is run for whatever purpose, a mission-focused business, and I don't necessarily mean a business that has a mission statement, but a business that has a focus on a mission and a purpose tends to engage people that work there much more significantly than otherwise. And I did read some very interesting articles about that on both sides of the argument, one being that that's a critically important component of a successful business, the other being that that's all a bunch of hogwash and it's all about profit and don't give me your moral high righteousness. So that was very interesting to see both arguments on that spectrum. I just know from my own perspective, our perspective and our own company, that giving our people that do the work every day a sense of purpose and an opportunity to grow and be challenged is a lot more meaningful than not. So I guess that purposeful work is an in thing. I'm willing to go out after 3 years and say that's not a fad. That's a trend that's here to stay. So yeah, that'd be my off-the-cuff answer to the question.
I like the off-the-cuff answer because honestly, you know, it's something that we have been very intentional about. And as we have mentioned, and I don't know how many episodes, if you've been listening along with us, our daily work lives give us the content to actually share the experiences with all of you, with all of our listeners. And it's been very real in a sense to be able to peel back those layers and say, what do we truly want to influence in the culture that we're creating every day? And those are giving real examples of, you know, you talked about having purposeful work. That's time and time again, what I hear when we're having conversations about culture and interviews and feedback conversations and all the things, everyone says without a doubt that they want to feel connected to what they're doing. They want to have a value that is, it's perceived value, right? Because for everybody, it's a little bit different, but it's much more than, as we discussed in other episodes, it's much more than the dollars that might be in their paycheck. It's much more than who sits next to them. It's really about, are they making a difference and leaving the organization or their role a little bit better for each day? And that's cool to see that come to fruition. And I think, you know, your off-the-cuff answer is perfect for what we're focused on. And I think a lot of future episodes of Winning Through Culture. One of the things that you and I have discussed just previously, not necessarily on a podcast, but is the concept of identifying like each person and maybe the team, if you have a leadership team, can also do this as well. But each person has a one word, like what is the one word that's carrying them through the year? For me personally, for 2023 was grace. For 2024, it's simple or simplify, depending on the context of how you're using it. And that really is giving me a lens as to how I'm approaching not only my professional life, but my personal life, and having a simple approach, really getting back to the basics. And I know I mentioned the whole in and outs list, but a lot of them that I have seen examples of people posting or sharing or articles are very much going back to the basics. Is there anything for you? Is there a word that you're coming to that's really encapsulating what you want your intention to be for 2024 as a leader?
Mine is a phrase this year, so I am taking liberty with a phrase over a word. I will give credit to Jordan Rayner because I am borrowing it from one of his books, which I was reading over the holidays, rereading actually, and it really kind of struck me. And the phrase is trust, hustle, rest. Now, I've heard all kinds of different permutations of hustle with, you know, other words around it. But what really struck me personally as a leader is being type A, control freak. I don't always trust, and I don't mean trust people, but I mean faith trust. So trust in God and trust in a sovereign power over my own. I'm really good at applying my own power. The hustle part I've had down for 30 plus years, so I haven't really struggled with the hustle part.
You and me both. Maybe not as long, but you and me both.
Yeah, well, and you know, like most entrepreneurs, that you know, get far without it, right? The part that I've been really bad at is rest. And for a variety of reasons, in December, I got a little bit more rest than I normally would. And it was almost a detoxification of my soul. Candidly, it was a very interesting experience. And I went through a few phases of emotions, one of which also was like, I feel out of control and not very useful right now. But I'm on the other side of all that. And that is my phrase for the year, is trust, hustle, and rest. In that order. And I'm going to tell myself that, you know, I've got, again, a few things going on right now in my personal life that I have no control over. I got to trust to God. And again, I have a better appreciation of the importance of rest. You can't be successful without us.
Just because I'm inquisitive, I know this is a new phrase. I don't necessarily think it's a new outlook for you, as you were just walking through that you are expanding your capacity in being able to fully trust. Hustle, that is something maybe we need to pull back a little bit on at times. And then rest is something you need to be a little more intentional about. What are examples maybe, or have you thought about what that cadence might look like? Is that going to be like project specific? Is it going to be quarterly? Like, have you thought about how that might come into play for you as a leader? Like, are you building in restful periods on your calendar, or how might you apply that if you are a leader in any industry?
Wow.
Not a loaded question, I promise.
Yeah, I have an answer for you, but the question is, how much time do we have in this episode?
However much we need. I think that it would be helpful because a lot of times, like, you'll pick, like, again, if somebody creates a resolution or they create whatever word they want to use for what they want to accomplish in the year, and you get to a place where you're just going to grind it out. So, like, living in that hustle, like, how are you pre-planning rest? Because otherwise, I'm fearful it might not happen. And I'm not saying this towards you. I mean, just in general, as a leader, as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, like, the busyness ends up taking over. And I think the rest is the first thing to go.
Oh, well, it has been for me for a long time. Yeah, I mean, I think the trust part is, again, very much a faith statement. So depending on one's orientation towards their faith, that may or may not be relevant. But, you know, if you think about entrepreneurship and everything that comes with it, you are, in essence, are creating something or recreating something. So, you know, the ultimate creator was God, you know, created the universe, created humanity. And so the trust piece of that, Amanda, is really knowing that you're not in charge of the universe, you're not in charge of the world, you're not in charge of all the people in your life. You're really in charge of having faith, again, speaking as a person of faith, having faith in a higher power and seeking God's discernment and direction over just going out and doing what you do. So that's the faith piece, the trust piece. And again, how do you do that? I think that's how you start your day. That's prayer time. That's meditation. That's having spiritual mentors in your life that will challenge you. That's, you know, what you consume that might reinforce a more trusting in God perspective over, again, one's own abilities. You know, hustle's hustle. You can't succeed in life without hustling. I had a mentor early in my business life sit me down one day and he says, "Tim, you're in a marathon, but you're sprinting. And you're not going to be able to sprint through a marathon. So you got to figure out how are you going to pace yourself." When I was probably 40-ish, I did not listen to him. And I continued sprinting. You know, I had a pretty dramatic skiing accident a couple of years later that forced rest upon me. But the hustle component, again, I just think that is a byproduct of success. It's well, necessary ingredient of success. And, you know, it's an outcome for someone that's successful. But getting back to your question, Amanda, you can't sprint through a marathon. So the question then becomes, how and where do you rest? And I honestly am learning that that is a question that every individual has to answer for themselves. There's no manual for that. There's no calendar, clock. You know, I am a person that gets recharged in the mountains. There are people that get recharged in cities. There are people that get recharged by the ocean. So it's learning what is rest for you, not just necessarily sleep, but what is restful for you, what provides that time for reflection. And yeah, again, for me, it's being with people that I love on an undistracted, technology-free basis. And it's being in places that, again, I get to experience God's beauty of creation, which for me is the mountains, being outside. But the rest piece, back to your question, I think every individual has to figure out what that right rhythm is for them. And I personally don't believe there's a quote-unquote formula. I think it's everybody has to figure it out. And I think the way you figure it out is you listen to your body and you listen to the relationships around you. And if you're going at such a high rate of speed that you're blowing past your relationships with others, you have really no time for reflection or spiritual faith life, and your body's breaking down all the time, it's a pretty good indicator you're probably not getting the kind of rest your body needs. And I would say not only your body, but your soul. And it's not a question of resting your physical body. It's a question of resting your soul and resting yourself enough, again, to reconnect with yourself, people that you love, and the world around you. So that, you know, it's funny, this was not a topic we came into this episode on, but we're going there since you asked the question.
Yeah, I mean, you're a complete person. We talk about that quite often, right? It's mind, body, and spirit. And if you have rest in one, that's awesome, but you need rest in all three. And so creating that space to be able to do that, listening to your body for what you need more of, it might be actual like sleep, rest, recharge, REM sleep, hopefully. And then also it could be what you need time and intention to be able to focus more on. That might be in one of those spaces or all of those spaces. And then at the end of it, it's like, what do you need to improve on? And giving yourself the grace, as my word from, you know, 2023 was, giving yourself grace to be able to do that. Like acknowledging that you're not perfect. You are human. And every single individual on this planet needs all three of those things.
Yeah.
Right? So how are you taking the time to do that? It is going to look different for everybody. Some people might need an accountability partner. Some people need to build it into their calendar. Some people, for me, as you and I have discussed, like I need a trip. I need something that is like driving me. Like the hustle is not a problem. I will hustle. But the rest for me is going on, which most people would probably not think is very restful. But going on what we consider go-cations, like I want to see somewhere new. I want to experience new culture. I want to be in a place that honestly, I don't speak the language because then I'm not distracted by what's happening around me. I'm simply focused on the people that I'm with and ultimately having that time, that quiet space in my mind. So I get it. Everybody is different, but I think that's really awesome. Like to go back and kind of have that phrase. And
yeah, I think that your description of rest there is really good because to your point, some people would see that as exhausting and you see it as energizing. And I think really rest in this context is how do you refresh yourself, your soul in a way that, you know, you recharge. And for you, I know when you're getting worn down and I'm watching you get worn down, my first question is, where are you going next?
Where am I going? Yeah. There's not a trip on the calendar. Something is wrong. So
there is something very wrong right. And you're not going to be refreshed, you're going to continue down a path of getting burnt out. And so that's great story. And I appreciate you sharing it because I think it's most important, relevant to this topic is you've got to define what rest is and you've got to define what the rhythm is. But there is a reality that you can't go forever, you know, hustling. And I think there's a big culture, again, listening to a lot of podcasts, reading a lot of blogs, there is a subset of culture and business that says, oh yeah, man, everybody's good all the time and you just go, go, go. And I don't know that that's real. It's not real for me. It's not real for a lot of people I know. And I know the people that really try and pursue that. Maybe there's a few rare people that that's real for, but I think that's a not so healthy message for the vast majority of entrepreneurs.
Yeah. Well, and that takes innovation. So tying this back to a series that we're going to be releasing as part of the Winning Through Culture content for 2024 is the concept of innovation. And what does that look like, both in industry, but also as a leader? And I go back to the concept of what do we want to influence? And so innovation ultimately allows you to influence something you need more of, you want to change, or ultimately you need to just have more focus around. And as we consider this new year, I think it's very conscious of us to be able to say, you know, we want to innovate not only as individuals, we want to innovate as business leaders, owners, and we also want to innovate the way in which we're connecting with those that we hope to influence. So by way of this podcast, what does that innovation look like? So we have some really amazing guests that are going to be part of that innovation series. But I think it'd be good for you and I just to give a little taste around what do we mean when we say innovation? What does that look like? And what are some of the future insights and topics that our listeners might glean from continuing on this Winning Through Culture journey with us? So, I mean, when we think about it, you know, really, what does innovation look like? And ultimately, what are we going to be focused on? So how are we building that rest, which I know we've had around this topic, but what are we doing to help those in our Winning Through Culture community?
Well, I mean, I think the first thing is kind of defining innovation. I mean, there's clearly that all the technology advances, you know, going back to the iPhone and the iPad and everything Apple created, Steve Jobs and his vision. And a lot of times when you hear about innovation, I think people think about technology tool, like Tesla, Elon Musk, SpaceX, all that. Those are amazing innovations that are, I would say, in kind of the scientific or technological world. And then the other side of innovation is you cannot grow and stay the same. So if you're going to grow, you are going to need to change. And you can either do that very slowly, you can do it by adaptations to the world around you, or you can start to create some white space in your mind and come up with entirely new ideas to approach your business, whatever your business is. Because again, if you and I are manufacturing something, there's a good chance that, you know, there may be some innovative breakthroughs in materials or manufacturing processes or tools that create 3D printing, all that. We're in a more of a human capital, thought capital world in the world we're in. And innovation there really is, you know, how do you approach the things that you do from a new perspective and a new way of thinking, as opposed to, again, just kind of making little tweaks. So that's, to me, the spectrum of innovation is technology and scientific breakthroughs, you know, medicine and whatnot. Then there's the, you know, manufacturing side of innovation. I have friends that own businesses in manufacturing, and, you know, all of a sudden some new tool comes along that allows them to make their product at a significantly lower cost or a higher rate. But in, again, in a thought, you know, in a world of intellectual capital is kind of the currency, innovation really is ideas and how you apply those ideas to what you do. So I say all that, Amanda, because when we talk about innovation, I think it's important to kind of set the stage for what does that actually mean. And I think most of the innovation topics that we're going to tackle in this podcast are going to be more in leadership, thought leadership spectrum of things versus the scientific, medical, manufacturing side of things.
Yeah. And the cool part about it is that we were just having a conversation this morning around, just because we've done something the same way doesn't mean that it doesn't need to be revisited and innovated, possibly. It might be absolutely wonderful. I won't use the word perfect. Nothing is ever perfect, but it might be great. It might be exactly what we need to consistently do. And then there might be some modification that an innovation, whether that be, you know, a thought, an idea, giving us the time and space to have that dialogue, have the discernment around it, and then decide one way or the other. And that has come to fruition in this podcast specifically too. I mean, we are focused on really living what we're talking to each of you about. And there will be some innovation as we get further into the year with Winning Through Culture. We've had some things on our list for a while and we're excited to jump into that space. But yeah, at the end of it, it's really going to be more focused in that thought leadership type of innovation. And we have guests that are very prominent in different industries and in different markets that are going to be able to share some new perspectives as well along the way.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to a couple of our upcoming guests on this very topic, our innovation series, because again, you can't grow and stay the same, so you got to change. And ultimately, the enemy of great is good. So if something is going well in your business, you have to ask yourself, could it be better? And if it could be better, why are we not pursuing it?
Yeah. Well, we wanted to just spend this time together and also with all of you just to kick off the 2024 year, have a little bit of insight about some reflection time that we hope all of you were able to take as you finished your previous year and headed into the new year, specifically as we come to the end of January. We do hope that you had that reset opportunity. If you haven't done it yet, please consider having that quiet reflection, outlining what your aspirations or intentions are for this year. Maybe you'll have one word or maybe you'll have a phrase and we'd love to hear it. So feel free to comment. It would be great for us to hear your story about what you're focused on for the year. And ultimately, based on your industry and what you have it set for your intentions, that you do take a look at what are those trends that are going to be impactful in your business and in your personal life as you progress into the 2024 year. So we are looking forward to a great year together and also looking forward to sharing our innovation ideas, both through Tim and myself, but also through the guests that we have coming up inside of the podcast content for the year. So we appreciate you coming along with us for this journey. You know, we did release our 100th episode, so we are gung-ho focused on where we're headed and excited to have you along for the ride. So Tim, thanks for sharing your insight. And I love your phrase for the year, trust, hustle, rest. And I'm sure that that will be a theme that we'll carry throughout and make sure to come back and touch on and have the opportunity to discuss a little bit further.
Sounds good. Great to be together and look forward to being with our listeners this year.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of Winning Through Culture.
Until next time, stay intentional, be impactful.
Because your culture matters.